This Saudi Arabian Grand Prix Betting Picks edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Kutt. Kutt is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to Kutt.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code RACESGPN. To get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code SGPN for 50% off of your first month and start making smarter bets today. Get ready for speed.
You just wait, Sunshine. You just wait.
Get ready for the passion.
To whom it may concern, you.
Get ready for the raw emotion.
Sì, ragazzi! Grazie, grazie, grazie! Dai, forza Ferrari!
Get ready for the F1 Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Z. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the F1 Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody Z. I'm Rod Villagomez. We did it. We had a race weekend. We had a race. But Cody... Cody, stop me if you've seen this script before, because I guarantee you right now, we saw it 19 times last year. We see it again this year. I mean, as a race aspect of it, there was some good stuff in there. There was some fantastic stuff. And I, for one, can get behind some people that are like, F1's boring, blah, blah, blah. But I will tell you right now, if you create your own drama, Cody, nothing is ever boring.
This is why you bet on sports. This is why you play fantasy sports, because it makes it not boring. Little chalky. It was a chalky weekend.
That was chalkier than a fifth grade class board. Board.
When you go down through the results, the top five teams had all of the top everything. That's how it goes. But that's all right. Hey, it was still F1 back on the track, out there for us. We get to play DFS, get a bet on the race. It's great. We learned a lot of things, maybe stuff we already knew, but we relearned it, right? Where, hey, this is still going to be the pecking order. This is how things are going to be. So guess what? Now we've adjusted. Now we've got new bets to place with the information we have. Boom. I love it. I think this is like for F1, this is kind of a great spot to be as far as, from the betting aspect of we've got a race under our belt now. We kind of know what everyone has. Now let's take advantage before they adjust, because the books are a little bit slow to adjust on some things, as I've noticed looking through this and finding the bets that they didn't adjust much, or again, things that pass the eye test. We've talked about that a lot lately in the NASCAR side of things, where sometimes the stats aren't always the full story. Stuff we saw and opportunities we saw, now we can take advantage of those. It was very chalky week. Max runs away with another one. We get it. We understand. But hey, again, we got to respect the greatness we're seeing from Max right now, because it's unbelievable. And we still have an opportunity. And man, I'm really very happy with the bets we've found this week.
Yeah, me too, actually. I'm very satisfied with the fact that I got some good value, I think. And you know what? How tough is it as any other team but Red Bull? You have, it's almost like, you graduate from whatever grade you're in, and you have the entire summer to think about how this year is going to be different. I'm not going to get picked on. I'm not going to be the odd person out. I'm going to come back to school. I'm going to have a great time. And then the first day of school, you get put in the garbage can again. It's like, come on, man. I imagined for an entire summer that this would be the turnaround and that I would actually do something good this time and not get picked on. And you get a swirly. Like, I don't know.
It's Max at least let us get through the first few periods thinking we had a chance to get away with it, right? The FPs weren't completely Red Bull dominated, and then he was like, oh yeah, time to show up.
But he probably,
that's all right. The chat is hopping already, Rod.
I know.
Preston in the chat. He was here before we even got here, which we love to see. this weekend. This is the weekend for my Papaya boys to show up and show out. F1 and IndyCar, let's go. Lando, Oscar, Alex, Pato, and whoever's filling in for Malukas. But for this show, Oscar and Lando, big on the McLaren guys this week. They burned me a little bit last week, but that's okay. In full transparency, he's already bet the winning margin, 10 plus seconds. Don't worry, we've got a bet in that realm. F1 bet tipster checking in. Hey, F1, appreciate it. Thanks for showing up. Nick likes the F1 intro. Can't wait to have updated NASCAR gambling intro with some of the clips, a.k.a. Wallace and his nuts. Walter checking in. Good evening, guys. DM Punk creates his own drama by adding max top 10 minus 800 and minus 1,000 to parlay to chalky midweek soccer bets, even though the top 10 is a foregone conclusion. I end up having a lot of money on it. And JDK also checking in. Max wins. Merck is slow until they aren't. Signs proving a point. McLaren, I think, or think sixth is really neat. Aston might be looking kind of good, maybe. It's a fairly good summary.
I mean, I'll agree with most of that. I don't know about Aston Martin looking kind of... I'll lean to the maybe side of that Aston Martin. But I will say that I am impressed with Carlos Sainz and the fact that he did not lay down for this race. And he did race Leclerc hard clean.
That was the most Ferrari thing just waiting to happen, was for them to take each other out. I was just waiting for those two cars to collide and for both of their days to be completely ruined. And luckily they got through it and didn't Ferrari it, but oh man.
Although how crazy is it now to see those green cars out there now for the Kick Sauber team? Those green cars look so weird out there.
They do look a little different. Myron checking in too, taking one more chance on F1 betting. Don't give up on it, Myron. We got you. Hard to bet with all these nuked odds. And it can be, right? But like we just talked about, we learned a lot this past weekend. Like, there was a race last year where we hit, what did we hit in that race, right? It was like a 40-1, a 30-1, a 20-1, like all in one race. There is plenty of opportunities. We've got some really good plus money opportunities this weekend. It didn't go completely our way this past week, right? We hit a couple of bets. We missed on a lot of stuff. That'll happen. But, you know, you go and look at NASCAR and, God, we cleaned up in the truck series. We hit an 80-1. We, you know, Xfinity was pretty good for us. And then we shit the bet in the Cup series. It'll happen. That's how it goes. And, you know, this next week, hopefully we'll sweep everything in the Cup series. That's how betting goes. That's part of it. But don't give up on it. This always is a lot of fun to bet on F1 and makes it exciting.
Indeed. Justin in the chat saying, here to learn from the best in the biz. You're listening to the wrong show. No, I'm just kidding.
This isn't old-fashioned football.
This is not old-fashioned football. All right, so speaking of the best in the biz, we'll go over the bets that we had from that Saudi Arabia. Just kind of recapping real quick before we get in. The Bahrain Grand Prix, and then we'll...
Jumping ahead of yourself, Rod.
Well, I mean, this is...
Although, if you have the results from Saudi, go ahead and just share those now.
I'll tell you right now, Max...
That'd be a little useful.
Max already won Saudi. They're moving on now to the next, to round three. They don't even care anymore. They're just like, Max won Saudi. Everybody can go just to the next continent, and we'll pick it up from there. So, all right. We'll be right back, but let me first tell you about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that is U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting, it's brand new, and it's a better way to bet. You can bet directly against your friends or other users on not just sports, but politics, pop cultures, and other events, so long as it's got a verifiable outcome. It's tons of fun, and it has social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Also, and more importantly, Cut offers the lowest VIG, and it's got fully customizable odds, which means you can create your own bets. If you're not satisfied with what the book's got out there, you can create your own bet and just hope that somebody takes it. Or maybe you're sitting in a bar stool trying to brag to your buddy that you know more about it than they do. You get a Cut bet, and then you can settle it like everyone's intended it to. Plus, Cut handles all the payment sides of things, so you never have to chase that dude down for the money ever again. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and so much more. Plus, there's rewards. Get cash back every single time that you bet against your friends or other users. So go download Cut today in the App Store or head over to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. You know we love us some Underdog Fantasy. Did very well in NASCAR a couple of weeks ago. We did very well in NASCAR last week. So we'll keep that ball rolling. And then keep an eye out on the Discord. We'll give you some underdog picks for the F1 race when they get posted, because we love Underdog Fantasy. It is the easiest place to fade fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Again, you can win up to 100x on some of your favorite plays. Just stack them all up and watch that multiplier get up there in the potential winnings. All you got to do is pick higher or lower on the projected stats for the fantasy players, or better or worse than the projected finishing position of the racers, and win money. It's literally that simple. Sign up today with promo code SGP and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code RACESGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. It's a no-lose situation, as well as that instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Cody. As we said, they opened the season in Bahrain. And like we said, I mean, it was the weekend, or the all the practices and qualifying leading up to it sort of gave us drama that the race did not necessarily deliver on. So when it came down to it,
they're good at building up the drama.
They are. They're really good at building up the drama. But yeah, I mean, obviously we gave out our bets, and a couple of them hit, a couple of them didn't, only because it was just that kind of a race. So let's just quickly go over what we had and just talk through the rest of that race.
Yeah, so I had Charles Leclerc to be on the podium, plus 105. Felt really good about this. I mean, you watch the qualifying sessions, and he was right there with Max, right? His time in round two of qualifying was actually faster than the time that set Max on the pole in round three. So a little disappointed he didn't get that. But you thought, okay, we're sitting pretty good here, right? He starts in second place. And then Sainz ends up deciding to race him there at the end, as he should, because look, he's getting kicked out of a seat for Lewis Hamilton, right? So he's out there, you know, taking care of his own self, and he needs to get those points and show up so that other teams can decide who's going to take him. But so he obviously races Leclerc there at the end, passes him late in that one, and unfortunately this one doesn't cash. But we felt like Ferrari was going to be the next best team to Red Bull, right? Checo, always kind of a wild card, but he ends up being the second best at the end of the day. Not really in qualifying, but he works his way up there, ends up in second place. And then the Ferraris were the next cars. They just got the order backwards, with Sainz being third and Leclerc being fourth. So just missed out on this one.
Yeah, again, I think this is still, I think of all the teams that have done something over the offseason, Leclerc, Ferrari probably made that move a little more evident than the rest of the team. So definitely look for them in the future, maybe even in this race coming up. I had Leclerc, Alonso, and Gasly all points finishes. Leclerc, no problem. Alonso, ninth place. Gasly did not show up to the track. In fact, I think he's still going to Bahrain. I think he missed his flight. He's going to fly there, yeah, and just with nobody there, still be there.
I don't know if you saw, but Alpine announced that their technical director and head of aerodynamics both resigned after the race.
Wouldn't you?
So I think you know, our buddy Dallas was in the comments last week saying that they were going to be pretty bad this year. I think that's going to be the case. So look for Alpine to pretty much probably be at the bottom most weeks. I think that's something we've learned. So, you know, they're the favorites to be last guys classified this week. So, you know, something to keep an eye on for sure going forward. And if you're getting head-to-heads, you know, if they show a little false hope in qualifying, you get a head-to-head against probably anyone else besides Logan Sargeant, you might take that head-to-head against Alpine, because I think they're going to be pretty slow this season.
And that was tough, because last year they were pretty much auto bet at double points finishes.
They were like our
finishes.
Darling of like, yeah, double points finishes.
In the points.
Each of them
top
getting
six
into the
even?
Points.
I mean,
yeah,
there
that's
was
probably
points.
One of the things we bet on the most, yeah, this season, which is sucks. We're going to have to adjust, obviously, this year. But hey, we saw it now. I think that already we've got enough sample size that we know that they're not going to be any good this year. So that's unfortunate. I learned that the car lift is not as easy in F1 as it is in NASCAR, Rod. So maybe we will do that again. No car lift this week. Man, I just had all my hopes and dreams were on those Papaya boys in Oscar Piastri. and things just did not go so well. He ends up in eighth place. His teammate takes sixth. So again, it was kind of the two Red Bulls, the two Ferraris. Then you had Mercedes-McLaren, kind of how you expect it to be. And then you had the two Aston Martins. So really very chalky, as we mentioned before. But yeah, I mean, I ran him all the way up. I was hoping double points finish cashed, minus 137 for McLaren. So we got that, Rod, but nothing else, unfortunately, from that one hit.
Well, again, this was one of those weird situations where neither one of those guys really showed up during the race. It was just a very strange. Lando was nipping at everybody's heels last season, comes out and essentially falls flat in this race.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested, and I'd be curious to see what Preston's thoughts. I know he's a big McLaren guy. I don't know. Just they didn't really show much. I didn't see much from them this week. It's tough to take everything from just one week, right? I think in F1, it's a little easier to take from one week than in like NASCAR specifically. But be interesting to see if they can kind of step their game up or if they did really just kind of fall back behind Ferrari again and fall in with Mercedes here.
Well, I think they're one of the ones that kind of went in the garbage can after they thought that it was going to be a different year for them. So somebody else that was in the garbage can, Preston checking in saying, I shaved my beard down to a mustache to stand with Valtteri Bottas as guys who won't score points this weekend. Which, by the way, I love that. Can I bet on two straight weeks of a 52-second pit stop? I bet him to be in the points at 5-1.
Both took this, Rod. Remember, right. I had it in here too. We didn't even realize. Nope. We were both like, this is the play.
Yeah.
We thought Tyler Reddick's pit crew and Kyle Busch's pit crew were bad.
So, for those of you who aren't necessarily all that familiar with pit stops in F1, those should take about 2.5, sometimes 3, 5 if it's really, really slow.
Yeah, but 5 is a slow pit stop.
Yeah, 5 means that they sat there for a second or two, kind of picking their nose before they went to change a tire. But 52 seconds, he sat there for what seemed like an eternity. And honestly,
so in open wheel cars too, like a slow pit stop in NASCAR is slow, but like in open wheel in both F1 and IndyCar, like it feels so. I mean, it felt like he was sitting there for
a lap
in those 52 seconds. I mean, yeah, and it was a full lap, and there, it's just almost impossible to recover once you get that far behind on something like that.
Yeah, and he wasn't going to finish in the points even without that bad stop. He was still tooling around in the back there. It was a bad day for Bottas overall and for that entire team, if we're being completely honest with you. That new Kick Sauber team, I mean, even though Zhou Guanyu finished outside.
He was 11th. Well, so he was the best finishing guy. Besides the big five, right, as we kind of know them now. So, and that was early, too, for Bottas. Are we really going to see what he could have done? I don't think so, because it happened so early. I mean, that was his first pit stop, I think, and then you're so far sunk at that point that, you know, Logan Sargeant's out there having a beer and you know, taking a nap, so he was able to finish ahead of him. But
he was the guy in Talladega Nights where he's like, hey, I gotta go make a phone call real quick, and they're over in the pits and he's like, burger tastes really good.
Do we think that that Logan Sargeant drank that Coors Light, put it in a black trash bag, threw it out of the car, and then it landed on William Byron's car on Sunday? This is highly possible. It's a very American thing.
Somebody with animation skills, do me the favor of creating.
We need to see him tossing the bag with the Coors Light can in it, and then it flying across the world and hitting William Byron's car on Sunday.
Well, the moral of the story is Bottas did not finish in the points. In fact, he probably needs another 15 place finish to add up to. Whatever. It was bad.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, rough day for that. But speaking of rough days, Rod, I tried my shots on the fastest lap, and Max just stole it, so did not happen. I just threw out a couple of long shots because I really felt like it probably was going to be Max just kind of showing up after the season, getting it done. But we'd seen it go to some random people in the first race before, so why not toss him out? Did not happen. Had Leclerc to win 10-1 again after qualifying and stuff. You felt like it's probably going to be the Max show, of course, but at least Ferrari showed speed. He was right there with him, kind of neck and neck. You thought maybe he'd have a chance to race him. I mean, really, Max just kind of took it from the drop of the green flag and didn't look back, unfortunately. But I still think there's going to be some value in betting some other guys to win. I mean, even last season, he won, 19 races, and he didn't win the second race of the season. So You know, it's we'll get into that in a few, but there's going to be some value on some other people to win races at points.
Yeah, and we'll have to definitely just take our shots on that because, I mean, if you bet Max to win every week, like I said, you'll find a way to be profitable, but it's better to do that and then hedge somewhere else as well. I had Lewis on the podium at plus 210. Mercedes, a broken seat, like battery problems, everything that could go wrong, that everything that went right with signs went
Toto,
wrong
every
with
time
Hamilton.
They show Toto's face, he's just like, it's like a puppy dog that's just been like beat or something. Yeah. And he's just like sitting there. It's worse than Sheldon Creed's face. It really is. It's like, gosh, sorry, Toto. Things are bad for you, buddy.
Yeah. And like I said,
he just lost Lewis Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Now his cars are shit.
Yep.
It's rough. Rough times over there.
Everything that went right with signs went wrong with Hamilton. So now we're maybe we see Hamilton just sort of taking his foot off the gas and being like, look, I know that he's a race car driver.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm not saying that he's going to like completely tank out, but I mean, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's like, okay, fine. If you're going to give me broken seats, I'm going to drive with a broken seat.
I think Mercedes has got some big questions. I think going into next season, especially, I think Carlos Sainz better be on speed dial for Toto right now because you need to get somebody good in that other car because going to be some serious questions for Mercedes' future going forward. But, yeah, rough day for them, and I don't really know what to expect from Mercedes at this point.
Yeah, who knows? I had the winner without Max Verstappen as Perez. That one hit, and then that was a plus 280, and then I had Max to win the pole, set the fastest lap, and win the race at plus 230. I mean, I told you, you got to get creative when you're betting on Max.
You did hit both of these. Yeah, so yeah, exactly.
That was beautiful.
Myron with Imagine the Goat having a lame duck season. I mean, did you watch Jimmy Johnson's last few seasons? You could call those lame duck, I guess. So.
All lame duck.
Preston also checking in on his McLarens. McLaren's good with high-speed corners. Saudi's all high-speed corners, besides like two or three. So I love it, Preston. I avoided McLaren this week because I don't want to get my heart broken again. But hopefully they do cash the bets.
Been burned too many times, way too many times. All right, let's start going over this Saudi Arabian Grand Prix and lay down our bets. But let's tell you about Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off of your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. So we move on to the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, second race of the season. I know that we talked about the fact that this could be one that might be a little more wide open. This is not a new track at all for this F1 scene. This will only be the fourth race on it so far. It opened in 2001. So not a ton of
2021.
What did I say?
2001.
2021. Math is hard for me. We know
Rod's struggling with years. He signed up for something earlier today and had to scroll back to his birth year, and I think it kind of really ruined his day.
I have PTSD from having to scroll that far back for my birth year. I was like, come on, man. Come on. This is ridiculous. But yeah, so there is this is 50 laps around this 6.174 kilometer track.
Big track. This is the third largest circuit on the circuit.
Yeah. Preston saying, take a shot. Rod's first blue, bro. You're going to be drunk by the end of this. That's not a drinking game you want to play. Lewis Hamilton holds the lap record here at 1:30.734. Yeah, like I said, 50 laps. There are three DRS zones, which two of them are relatively short DRS zones, actually. One of them, obviously, down that back stretch between 1 and turn 1 and 27. Or 21, rather, and then there's a quick one between 22 and 21, and then another quick one between 17 and 18. Like Preston said, this is a lot of just high-speed corners. There are really no twists and turns. I mean, this is all just basically just a couple of hairpins. It almost looks like a rubber band that you just sort of stretch out like this. It crinkles a little bit. A worm, maybe? I don't know. What would you say?
I would say like a bobby pin. You know, your wife, your daughter have little bobby pins they put in their hair. That kind of looks like that too.
Yep.
Obviously closed on the end. But I would say that's it. So yeah, high speed, obviously a lot of DRS zones in this one. So that's going to lend itself to teams like Red Bull, which they of course need.
Yeah, they do. Verstappen, Hamilton, and Perez are the three that have won on this racetrack so far in the three races that have been held. So, but not in that order, in fact. And we'll get to start talking about that order as well as we go through it. But, yeah, I mean, again, this is one of those racetracks where it's going to be a little technical. Speed's going to matter, obviously. Race pace is going to matter. So, and how well they maneuver through these 27 turns. That's a lot of turns on a racetrack. But yeah, I mean, this will be a fun one to watch again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Ready to dig into the bets, Rob?
Let's dig into the bets, Cody.
Let's do it. All right, I'm going to start off. I'm going to go over to the Haas team. Take Kevin Magnussen, top 10 finish. So to finish in the points, plus 300 over on DraftKings with our friends there. Look, he was 12th place at Bahrain. Not a bad run by it for him, you know, there by any means. Two spots out of the points finish, rather. But you go back and you look at the last couple of seasons here. He was 10th place last season in 23, 9th place in 2022. So I think that, you know, looking back a couple of years on the track history, and he's gotten in the points both times here. And then you look at this past weekend, and okay, he's kind of in that same range of finishing in 12th, real close to being in the points there. And we've actually seen, originally, I was going to go back to my total classified finishers, Rod, but this track has not been nice to having classified finishers. It's been pretty rough. So, you know, one or two of those guys, you know, from the big five teams gets taken out up top, and all of a sudden Kevin Magnussen slides from 12th up into the points. So I think a 3-1 for points finish for Magnussen is definitely doable. Again, the pecking order really is kind of set, I think. Red Bull, Ferrari, and then Mercedes, McLaren, Aston Martin there. But, you know, even though Stroll was able to get that 10th place finish, do we think he's always going to be right there with Alonso? Likely not. I would say a very good chance he's not going to be that good always. That kind of opens up another spot. One or two of those guys slip out to open up some spots here. And you're not going to get those 10 drivers aren't going to be in the points every single week by any means. So I think Kevin Magnussen's a guy who can crack that top 10, finish in the points. So give me him to finish in the points at 3-1 over on DraftKings.
As long as he qualifies well enough to stay out of the fracas, right? I mean, five cars didn't finish the 2021 race. Six cars didn't finish the 2022 race, right? And Lance Stroll was a lap down in that one. So, I mean, last season's race was probably the most tame of all of it. Only two drivers didn't finish that race. But, you know, again, it's been some carnage on this track. And I think as long as he can stay out of it, decent points day could be in store for Kevin Magnussen. So I like that. I was looking at him as well as a driver I wanted to target, but you already had him in the dock. So good for that. All right, I'm going to take my first qualifying bet of the year because a couple of reasons. One, Verstappen is only minus 110 to take the pole. This is insanity because more weeks than he's not, he's going to be like minus 250 to take the pole, if not minus 300 in some cases. So to get him at minus 110, to barely get any juice whatsoever on that, you got to take it. Why? Because, well, it's Max Verstappen, and he pretty much puts himself on the pole whenever he wants, however he wants. He had 12 poles last year of his 19 wins, of his 21. Yeah, exactly. Preston's saying, what? Verstappen, minus 110 pole? Fastest qualifier, yes. So grab that. That's a couple of different places. So shop around.
Yeah, shockingly, I mean, his odds to win are very heavy. He's like minus 450.
Minus 450, yeah.
But there's a few other places you can get in on Verstappen and on Red Bull, which is what we're here for. Exactly. Why we're giving these picks out. So, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. So I'm definitely taking Max Verstappen on the pole at minus 110. And then I'm also going to sprinkle some on Sergio Perez at 7-1 for the pole. If you look at the track record or the tracks here, Sergio Perez has two poles in three races on this racetrack, right? And Lewis Hamilton has the other. Max Verstappen does not have a pole on this, which could be driving his odds right now and making it to where it's not necessarily a lock. But at the same time, listen, I'm just saying Sergio Perez at 7-1 with two poles, Max Verstappen at minus 110 with no poles. That should tell you exactly everything you need to know about how to bet this, because if it's not Verstappen, it's probably going to end up being his Red Bull teammate again. being right there on the front row, or at the very least, it'll be Perez and somebody else in the front row if Perez takes the pole. So I like that 7-1 number. That's kind of a ridiculous number for a guy that's taken the pole twice here in three races. And I mean, like, that's a good 7-1 to hit before you even get out of the gates. So F1 bet tipster saying the only circuit along with Singapore with 100% safety card record. Well, there's only three races, but yeah, it's definitely
100% is 100%.
Three for three, baby. Let's go.
It happens every time. But hey, that is a sign that it's how tight, like Preston said earlier, fast, tight turns. You're going to get that kind of stuff with that type of racing. So I love both these bets. Honestly, I was going to look at the Checo poll and you beat me to it because, like you said, two or three times he's done it. So that's a pretty good record. Obviously, Red Bulls have been fast. We know how good Max is at qualifying as well. You're getting a pretty good number on him. You back Checo at a great number. I think if you can hit one of these, you're having yourself a pretty good start to the weekend. So I do like both of those. Next up for me, Rod, I'm going to go to the winner without the Big Ten, basically. So you're going to take out the top five teams, the Red Bull teams, the Red Bull drivers, the Ferrari drivers, Mercedes, McLaren, and Aston Martin. Gives you the back half of the field. And basically just whoever finishes best. So they don't have to get in the top 10. It can be whoever finishes 11th. It can be whoever wins the race. Maybe not so much. But whoever beats all of those 10 drivers. So gives you the rest of the field. I'm going to take Daniel Ricciardo at 3-1. I'm also going to take Zhou Guanyu at plus 750, both over on DraftKings there as well. For Ricciardo, I mean, you saw it last week, right? He finishes in 13th place. Not maybe what we were quite expecting out of this, new, what is it, Racing Bulls V crap? I don't think that's right.
They call it RB. So, I mean, I guess I'll call it
the
RB.
Racing Bulls, but whatever team you want to call it these days. But 13th place. And Tsunoda was 14th, so they were right there, kind of in the mix for being that next best team. And really they were only behind Zhou Guanyu and Kevin Magnussen, which Zhou Guanyu is included in this bet, and Kevin Magnussen I have for the top 10. So kind of taking all these next three guys and finding a way to put them up here with a chance to make some money on them. Ricciardo did not finish or didn't drive in this race last year. De Vries was still in the car. De Vries got a 14th place finish, so I think that Ricciardo could do a little better than De Vries, obviously. He's a little bit of a better driver. He did have a 17th place finish in 22. He got caught up in some of the trouble. That happens. But in 2021, in the first race here, he was 5th place in the McLaren in that inaugural race. So he had a good day there. I think that at 3-1, just to only beat the second half of the field, basically, something that Ricciardo should be able to do in that lower Red Bull team. So I like that. And then Zhou Guanyu, at plus 750, I think it's a really good number. Look, he's coming off an 11th place finish, Rod, which means last week he was already, in our one race sample size for what we have, he was already the top finishing, other guy besides those top 10 drivers. So I think that enough is enough to take it at plus 750. But you look at the last two seasons and not bad. He had a 13th place finish, 11th place finish in the last two races here when he competed. He wasn't in that 2021 race, but 2-for-2 on making it to the end and having pretty decent finishes as well. So I like Ricciardo plus 300, Zhou Guanyu plus 750. And that's the winner without the Big Ten, basically, is how I wrote it. I think the way DraftKings has it listed is winner without the Big Five teams. So obviously, the Fast Five, I guess, whatever you want to call them.
The Fast and the Furious Five. What do they call it? I don't remember what they
call
it.
Well, it is 10 now. So see, it's the Fast and the Furious 10.
Fast and the Furious 10. All right. Well, so I'm going to go ahead and take one half of that and add the other half of that to my next bet.
The bet you stole from me, but that's
yeah. Okay. Well, you got to the dock late and you only had Kevin Magnussen as the top 10 before I put this one in.
Yeah, I added this other bet and then I look over at Rod's and I'm like, I think this is the same fucking
bet. It is the same bet. And I found better odds for it, too.
You did, too.
Give me those Visa Cash App
Racing Bull.
Friends of the Racing Bulls. It's Racing Bulls. This is going to be tough because last year all we were saying was AlphaTauri. Now we got to get used to saying a completely different set of teams. So bear with us here.
Just we got to go. We got to do with that. V-Carb.
V-Carb. No, V-Crab.
Yeah.
Because it's
a V-Carb. RB. Cash App. Red Bull, yeah, V-Carb.
Anyways, V-carb. Whatever, the Racing Bulls, the RBs, the double points finish for them. I got this at plus 400 on DK, and here's the thing, so you already talked about Daniel Ricciardo and how fantastic of a driver that he is, and I think he is due for a points finish. I feel like he just, that whole team got robbed. And then that weird thing in the end where they wanted them to switch for whatever reason. And I know Yuki was not very thrilled about that. So,
oh, Rod, I had a head-to-head that cashed for me. I was so happy.
Yeah, well,
I took a head-to-head like on Sunday or Saturday morning right before the race, and it was Ricardo over Yuki. Oh, boy, that was a hell of a
You
sweat.
Called it in. You called in the hit.
I was on the horn. I was trying to pull every string I had.
You're like, listen.
I was like, my God.
Get Ricardo above Yuki. Get him now. Go. Get the switch. It's like, okay, yes, sir. The Cody Zeeb wants you to switch. Yuki's like, who the hell's Cody Zeeb? But yeah, no, it's frustrating that had to happen for Yuki. I get it. But I think this race in particular, they'll be safely in the points. Maybe, you know, 8-9, maybe 7-8. And I think they won't have to worry about it too much. Even if they do have to flip around, both of them will be in the points. Yuki Tsunoda had 6 points finishes last season and 2 in the last 3. We know he's capable of doing it. Like, we've seen him again. We've seen him do it, and we've seen him have like 11th place finishes as well, which we know is just one spice outside of in fact, he did it in Bahrain. He did it in Jeddah last year. Had an 11th place finish before having 2 back-to-back points finishes, and then an 11th in Miami, a 12th in Spain. So he's just close. And then a 12th in Suzuka as well, 12th in Mexico City. He's just outside of the cusp of being a points finisher almost every single week. So it's just a matter of which team is going to struggle this week to allow both of those racing bulls to get up into the top 10. And I think it's a possibility, like I said. And Cody laid out the fact for the Ricardo's going to be good on this track. And I think his teammate is too. And we saw them finish close to each other close enough to flip around each other last time. I think that happens again this time. So yeah, give me the Racing Bulls double points finish at 4-1.
Preston checking in. Cody, when he has a bet on 2 RB drivers, I am the team principal now.
Look at me. I'm the team principal now.
I am the team principal now. Yes. No, I love this bet. Like I said, I was also going to take it. So, you know, Rod beat me to it. But you laid out a good case. I have nothing to add because it's a great bet. So just take it. Next up for me, Rod. You know what? Let me double check on this because I don't even believe that this is really what was offered. I was in a hurry as I was writing this down. Is this correct?
No, I don't. You probably need to check it. I didn't double check your work today. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was my responsibility to double check your work today.
It's been a very busy day. I was in a hurry. Both drivers to be on the podium, right? That's what that says.
That's what that says.
And it says Red Bull. Uh-huh. And it says -125.
Hold on. Let me see.
What, like, I really don't even believe this is here. So I would hurry up and go place this on Caesars if I was you. Because I don't know if nobody watched last week, Rod. But I heard that Red Bull team is pretty good. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Both team drivers to be on the podium. Red Bull -125. What?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, go grab
that. That's got to be a mistake. I don't know. But hurry up and go bet it. Because why? I mean, this, like, Max Verstappen to win this race is -450. I think I saw him a -500 on one book.
Wow. Oh my God.
Like, that's ridiculous. And Checo has gotten a win here. He just finished second last week. I know that he's kind of the little bit of a weaker link here, but it ain't that weak of a link, Rod, for -125. Like, and he doesn't even have to finish second. He just has to finish third. Like, I don't fully understand.
And he won this race last year.
Yeah, I don't fully understand.
Betting my wife on Red Bull double Preston podium.
I'm betting my wife on the Red Bull double podium. You know, I feel like it's that safe of a bet that you probably could do that. So, I mean, really, I don't know what else to add to this. I mean, Checo, he won the race last year. He had a 4th place finish in 2022. And he's the king of the street circuit, right? He, like, that's where we see him excel even more so. This is a street circuit. So, man, I don't understand why this line is available. I cannot believe there's no way this line stays where it's at -125. I think this is highly mispriced. So hurry up and go get it. Our guy Rye Cape checking in the F1 chat.
Rye's
not much of an F1 fan, but we appreciate you joining us. And hey, like, I've been trying to tell people, Rod, and I think people are figuring it out. Like, this isn't the, you know, we don't have our pinkies up with our British accents. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we're just regular old guys out here talking a little F1 because it's fun. Fun to bet on. So I do have one more bet in this box because that's how I roll. And it is Logan Sargeant to finish as the last classified driver. I would really like just to be a last place, but last classified is okay. Plus 350 over on Bet365. Like I said, the Alpines are actually the two favorites on this, so you're getting a little bit of a deal on Sargeant here. And I know the Alpines are bad and they're going to be slow. And everybody said, wow, that was so bad, I'm going to quit the team. But Logan Sargeant might just be worse than that, right? It sucks because I want to be a fan of the American driver in the field, but he's not very good. I don't really know what else to tell you other than he sucks just in general. And I think you've got to just take advantage of that. So unless he like drastically turns things around, I don't see him keeping this ride very much longer. I don't know how he does. I think that he's just not a great driver. You saw it last week, right? He did have that problem where he kind of stopped on the track and then kept going. But outside of that, even he was really slow, ends up two laps down. I mean, one of those laps was because he stopped, but the other lap was just he generically went another lap down, I think. I mean, Bottas had a 52-second pit stop and still beat him, Rod. So I don't know how you can't not want to take this bet. It sucks because I would love to have a great, you know, a good competitive American driver in F1, but he's been really bad in F1 so far, and I think that keeps up. So Alpines are the biggest one that scare you a little bit, but honestly, I think that even with their shit cars this year, they might be able to beat him. So, yeah, give me Logan Sargeant to be the last classified driver, plus 350 over on Bet365.
Yeah, and you do feel bad. It is you want to cheer for the American driver, but average finish last year of 15.8, average start of 16.8. He only improved one position over the course, 7 DNFs as well in 22 races. It's not a very good track record.
Honestly, could be the thing that gets you is if he doesn't finish the race classified, he might still finish last. But that's why I kind of wish there was like a last place. Although it also protects you from somebody getting in a wreck and ended up the last place. So it's not a bad way to go about it, being the last classified finisher.
Yep. I agree. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, take it for what it's worth. I want to cheer for him, but it's not in the cards. All right, I'm coming back with my fastest lap. I didn't take it last week because I wanted to kind of diversify, but I feel like there's some pretty good value this week in the fastest lap event. So here's the thing, right? I always tell you Red Bull is always the best bet because Red Bull knocks out these pit stops. But two things. Well, one, Perez is usually the one that gets the nice short pit stop because they're trying to get him back out on the track. Verstappen, it doesn't matter. Like, he literally could have put a folding chair out, watched a couple of laps go by, still jump back out. He could have pulled a Bottas.
Maybe it was Max that had the...
maybe.
Maybe it was him that had the Coors Light.
It could have very well been him that had the Coors Light. But this time around, I really honestly think that Red Bull, not that they're not going to have fast pit stops, but I think that they don't need to necessarily push the pit stops as fast as they used to. And last week, Ferrari had two of the three top pit stops in the entire thing. So it went Ferrari, and then Red Bull, and McLaren. So I'm look, for me, I think Ferrari has a lot to prove this year, and they have to get in and out of the pits faster to keep up with Red Bull. That's just how it goes. I mean, when Red Bull and even McLaren are throwing down 1.8, 2.1s, you need to counter, right? Ferrari had a 2.23 and a 2.27 last week before Red Bull's 2.27 as well, and then a 2.29, and McLaren had a 2.33. McLaren's the only other one that I entertain in this aspect, but I still think that Ferrari is going to have the fastest pit stop in this one. This is a plus 175, so it's not a gigantic number, but plus money for Ferrari to get and duplicate what they did last week. I think we've got that. I think we've got that possibility, and I'd like that. So it's priced right for me. So if you want to take it, I think plus 175 is a good one for it.
I don't argue with Rod on number bets in NASCAR, and I don't argue with Rod on pit stop bets in F1. So I will agree with you. JDK checking in saying, I think for all the shit we gave Checo last year, he might just go out and prove why he's in the second RB. yeah, again, it's tough to know always, is it because he's in the RB or is he talented? I think it is a combination of both. And like Preston said, contract year, ton of uncertainty elsewhere. If he's convincingly second, no reason not to keep him. Anything less, we'll have a conversation. I think that that's pretty accurate. F1 Capper checking in. Oh, hey.
What's
hey,
up?
How's it going? He's been betting on a little bit of NASCAR last couple of weeks here. Been chatting with him, so that's great. F1 Bet Tipster, last year, Sargent's unofficial quality lap would have placed him second on the grid. He only just went over the line. Could have been fantastic for him. Still have no faith in him, so I'm keeping the bet.
You know, as it pertains to Checo, though, too, and honestly, the second Red Bull is better than the first of many teams on the grid. So, you know, you're right that it's part the machine, but, you know, again, it does take a good driver to pilot that. Like, I know the car essentially drives itself, but you got to have somebody behind there that's not going to crash it. And I think that's really what he's ended up doing. I'd love to see somebody else try it and you know, compete in that Red Bull as well to see if it really is the car. But for now,
yeah, Ricardo.
Well, yeah, definitely. All right. Well, Cody, this is normally where we would pick the winner, but the winners.
I do have a winner.
I know you do. I know you do.
Max Verstappen minus 450. Have a good night. Oh.
I said it in my article for Sportsbook Review. I was like, look, when you look at Max Verstappen, because at the time he was minus 300, I said, when you look at this number, you think to yourself, why would I bet this number? And then I said, because it's going to hit. I said, the only difference is you have to figure out whether or not you want to make this work for you because it's going to hit.
Yeah, if you want to make that bet, we're not in the business of telling you not to because it might be a good thing. But before we were even on the show, Preston was already in the comments talking about how he already bet the winning margin to be 10 plus seconds. I am taking that as well, Rod, because Max Verstappen. And that's the end of my argument. It's minus 120 over on DraftKings. So there you go. I mean, really, that's what it is, right? This is a way to bet on Max at only minus 120. You know, hopefully there's not a late safety car that could ruin this. Hopefully he doesn't ask the team if they want to have pit practice and try to come in and score that fastest lap or something. But there's a decent chance, as we saw many times last year, as we saw this past week, that he just runs away with it here. So give me with a winning margin over 10 seconds, minus 120 over on DraftKings. Also going to take Max fastest lap is minus 167, Rod, for the fastest lap here. And I think I meant to write this down, but I forgot to write this down. Oh, Preston's the one who was nuking the lines too for us. He said
thanks,
it was
Preston.
Plus 100 on DK. Thanks for not waiting for us to do the show. We appreciate that. I have lost my notes, but I believe last year Max was the fastest car here, to nobody's surprise. It was the fastest lap last weekend. I'm a big believer in take the fast lap darts and throw them around, but man, I just think Max is so much better than everyone right now. I think he's just going to do it again. I think minus 167, it's juiced up a little bit, but it's Max Verstappen, and I think this is a good way to get in on him. So I'm going to take that over on Caesars at minus 167. And then also, Rod, I'm going to take Checo Perez to win this race, plus 850. Look, Max Verstappen is going to win the race, right? We all know that. But just in case he has bad qualifying, gets caught up in the muck somewhere, accident, problem, issue, the next best car is going to be Checo Perez. He's going to be fast. We saw him win this race last year, and Max finished second, by the way. So I don't remember exactly all the details on why Max was second to him, but I believe that Max just started a little farther back and couldn't catch him. He was just kind of hung out behind him and couldn't get there. Checo took the win. So it's not impossible for Checo to just beat him. We did see it a couple of times last year. It's not going to happen often, as we know, but I think a plus 850, it is worth just a little bit of a stab. Obviously, you're not probably putting a full big bet on this because of Max is such prohibitive odds to win, but I think at plus 850, Checo is worth taking a look.
Yeah, Max started 15th in that race and just didn't have it to get all the way up to the front and beat his buddy. But yeah, it definitely was a pretty, and that was a 5-second difference too between Checo and Max in that race too. So
F1 Capper, Checo did a good job of getting ahead and staying in the clean air to build the gap. Yeah. And yeah, I kind of remembering it now as I was talking about it. But yeah, I mean, Max just kind of rode behind him and couldn't catch him because they're in equal cars, I guess, to some degree. So
I love it. All right. So, and then as to your point, as far as the fastest lap was concerned, you know, Max was like an hour ahead of everybody before he took that pit stop. And he set that fast lap on hard tires. Like, that dude, normally you go out and you get softs to try to set a fast lap, but he threw on those hards and set the fast lap even in hards. So doesn't matter what compound he's on, that dude just is fast, and he's faster than everybody else, just like you said. It's so difficult to try to take anything away from that. So for my bet, I like the fact that the field in this instance is at 3-1 against Max Verstappen. I mean, there's other field versus driver bets, but I've never seen it this close to the line before, where they're giving us actually +300 for it. So I like this +300 number on the field. I would pick somebody in particular. I do like Checo. That's a good pick. To win, if you're going to, because again, I do think he's going to be car number two in this one as well. I think we see another 1-2 finish from Red Bull. But, you know, again, to me, the field protects me if Checo has a bad stop or, you know, gets into it on the start.
Just, yeah, it gives you everyone, right? If the Ferraris show up and they're just fast, it gives you them. If the Mercedes show up and they're fast, it gives you them. If the McLaren show up and they're fast, it gives you them. If Alonso shows up and he's fast, it gives you, I mean, it really, and it gives you checkout too at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it really does cover you with everyone, but Max, of course.
And 3-1 is not a bad number. I mean, I know that we deal in worlds of 750s, 800s, sometimes 10, 20-1s, but we got to remember 300 is still a pretty good number. 3-1, $10 bet will win you 30. So that's still a pretty good deal. So yeah, give me the field at +300 just to sort of say, listen, I don't know who's going to win. I don't want to try to predict who's going to win. So just let me take everybody else that's not Max Verstappen. And if they win, I'm still happy.
Yeah, not a bad way to go about it at all. I think that that's a good way to do it if you think that there's something that could stop Max this week.
It feels like a lazy way to bet it. But, I mean, at this point, 3-1 is still a pretty good way to do it.
It's at 3-1, though. Like, it's not that for everyone that you're getting. And, again, we understand how good Max is. We understand that he's likely going to win the race. But there are things that can happen. He didn't win three races last year, including this race. So it's not a complete impossibility. Then you don't have to, you know, yeah, I gave out Checo, but this ends up being the race that Leclerc shows up. And then, yeah, I had somebody besides Max, but it wasn't the right guy, so you don't win anything. No. That's not a lazy way, Rod. It's more of a smart way to get in on it.
Thank you for calling me smart. That's the first time somebody's done that in a long time. All right. Let's go and recap the bets for this Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. Cody started you off with Kevin Magnussen as a top 10 car at +300. I was almost going to say truck. I'm in truck mode already. I gave you Max Verstappen to win the pole at -110, but also gave you Sergio Perez to win the pole at 7-1. Just a little sprinkle on either one of them. And then Cody gave you the winner without the top five teams, the big 10 drivers, to be Daniel Ricciardo at 3-1 or Zhou Guanyu at 7.5-1 on DK. I said that the Racing Bulls, the Visa Cash App, Walmart Money Card, Red Bulls would be the double points finishers at 4-1. Cody gave you both of the Red Bull, the real Red Bull drivers, to finish on the podium at -125. The Varsity Red Bulls? Yeah, the Varsity Red Bulls to be on the podium. And then gave you Logan Sargeant to be the last classified car at +350. I said that Ferrari would have the fastest pit stop this week at +175. Cody gave you the winning margin. I'm sorry, Preston gave you the winning margin over 10 seconds, and Cody followed him at -120, and then gave you fastest lap to Max Verstappen at -167, and then picked Checo to win the race if Max doesn't at 8.5-1. And I said, screw it, the field's going to win at 3-1, and we'll ride that. Just in case something happens and somebody else wins other than Max Verstappen.
Love it. Good one. Preston says, guys, great show. The home's quiet now that I've bet the wife away, but we'll get her back on Saturday. See you at the window. Yes, that is a good note, too. We didn't mention the top of the show. Saturday race again this week in Saudi there. So that is to note. And actually, decent time, too. I think it's a noon Eastern time race. So 11 for me here, 9 a.m. for you guys out there on the West Coast. So not a bad way to do it. I enjoyed having the Saturday race this past week at Bahrain. We'll do it again on Saturday this week.
We sure will. And don't forget, Preston, you're not just getting your wife back. You're getting your wife back with interest. So, yeah, you win a bonus,
that's
too.
That's a hell of a deal there.
So I'm telling you right now, that's probably a good bet. You made a
what
great
do
bet.
You win? Do you get a second wife with that? Or
all right, everybody. That was I'm trying not to get anybody in trouble. I'm thinking the same thing to myself. A lot of Preston said the same thing.
He says two wives. Yeah, be careful what you wish.
I was going to say, whew, let's
Cut the mics, Rod. Cut the mics.
Cut the mics. Cut the mics. Everybody, that was great. Everybody, we'll see you guys next time. No, I'm just kidding.
Luckily, my wife doesn't listen, so we don't have to worry about it. But
I don't know if mine listens to the F1. I know she listens to NASCAR, but we'll see.
Anyways, let's get out of here, Rod.
Let's get out of here.
Make sure you go over to the YouTube channel, too. If you're listening to this on the podcast, which a lot of people, and thank you, by the way.
Oh, my God, yes.
Biggest F1 show we've had last week. So that was great to see. Hopefully, you're sticking around and going through the season with us. But if you're listening over on the podcast platform, you want to watch or consume on YouTube, NASCAR Gambling Podcast channel, we're over in there. So just subscribe. We're doing the show live. As you know, we've been interacting with the chat. So we've been mostly going live on the F1 shows here lately, and we'll continue to do so. So Myron also wondering if there's going to be an IndyCar show. Tentatively, the schedule is being shifted around a little bit, but tentatively IndyCar will be Thursday on the NASCAR show. If we get odds by then, IndyCar has been a little iffy on odds lately, but hopefully there will be IndyCar show. Well, at least we'll talk IndyCar for sure on Thursday. Even if there's not odds, we'll point out some drivers we like. And then, of course, you can check out the Discord for more. But hopefully a full IndyCar show Thursday for the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. So, Rod, you can follow us on Twitter at F1 Gambling Pod. You can follow me on Twitter at Husker_Z. Find all my work over there. Got a basketball article up right now for some conference tournament stuff going on and all of that. So check that out. And a lot of other stuff coming out. I'm working on a NFL mock draft. So that's going to be out soon. All kinds of fun stuff for sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure you're checking all that out. And we'll see you probably next week. No race next week. Already, we need a week off already.
No, we don't need a week off already. Oh, well. I guess when you're traveling across the entire globe, I mean, when the next race is on the moon.
Excuses.
Yeah, when the next race is on the moon, you got to give yourself some travel time to get there. All right, I'm on X at RJ Villa Gomez. Link in the bio, everything I got going on, whether it's here. Check out my articles on Sports Book Review. I'm giving you some Saudi Arabian picks. You probably already read them, but I'll give them to you again. And a little more emphasis on a couple different things. So got that over there. Of course, NASCAR Gambling Podcast, like Cody said. And I'm going to echo him. Thanks for making this last episode the biggest F1 episode that we've had so far. Amazing to watch this show grow. It's just a couple of guys talking F1, and you guys love it. We love it, and we're just happy to be with you. So, keep up on us there. And then, of course, the in-between media folks, go check out their YouTube, The Back Road. I'll be back on it again this Thursday talking about the next race in the schedule for NASCAR. So, all right, everybody, we'll let you guys go. Till then, everyone, let's go racing and let it ride.